With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although it was a calm night in Los Angeles, President Trump says National Guard troops will remain in the city until rioters no longer pose a threat to law and order.
Look, it's common sense. You ask me that question. When there's no danger, they'll leave.
The unrest that began in L.A. has spread to some other cities, including New York, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. The president's warning protesters, keep it peaceful or else.
I can inform the rest of the country that when they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
A nighttime curfew, along with the presence of National Guard troops, appears to have slammed the lid on violence in parts of downtown L.A. Elon Musk says he regrets some of the nasty things he posted online about President Trump. Writing on X, Musk says some of his remarks went too far, leading to a much-publicized war of words between the two men. President Trump's big tax cut and spending bill remains a work in progress in both houses of Congress as Mr. Trump's Independence Day deadline for signing the bill draws closer.
The amendment, which House Republicans teed up in the Rules Committee Tuesday evening and plan to adopt on the floor Wednesday, would, among other things, nix the policy cracking down on the fraud-plagued employee retention tax credit created during the pandemic. Republicans were relying on this provision to recoup $6.3 billion in savings to offset the massive legislation. Even though Senate Republicans are making their own changes to the package, the issues with the House-passed version needed to be resolved before the measure was officially sent to the Senate to guarantee the bill wouldn't lose its power to skirt the filibuster. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A ban on same-sex marriage has been endorsed by delegates to the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 105 points. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest-growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vietnam has abolished its long-standing two-child limit, trying to reverse declining birth rates and ease the pressures of an aging population. The National Assembly passed amendments scrapping rules that limit families having one or two children. Vietnamese families are having fewer children than ever before, and births have fallen below the replacement rate, just like most of the countries in Asia. Western nations, including the U.S., also seeing very low birth rates. This is SRN News. Senator Josh Hawley calling on Congress to raise federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 an hour.
The Missouri Republican says for decades, working Americans have seen their wages flatline. He told The Hill a major culprit in that development is, quote, the failure of the federal minimum wage to keep up with the economic reality facing hardworking Americans every day. Rebecca Paxton with the Pro-Business Employment Policy Institute argues any precipitous rise in the minimum wage would eliminate jobs, limit opportunities for workers, and cause many businesses to shut down. Bob Agner reporting.
Economists believe inflation likely picked up a bit last month, but lower prices for gas and possibly for airfares and used cars may limit the overall increase. The government's inflation report is to be released today. It's forecast to show that consumer prices rose 2.5% in May compared to 1 year ago. More details at SRNNews.com.